Thanks, Ernie. I have Dr. Jackie Burns, the Dean of Research for UFIFIS, on the line with me. She's actually retiring this month after decades working with the Florida agriculture industry. So, Dr. Burns, first off, tell us about your beginnings in Florida agriculture and how you made your way into ag research.
Well, I started off with some experience with tomatoes. In fact, I worked for a tomato breeder, and we worked on Rhizoctonia fruit rot. And later, as I went and did my PhD at Penn State, I worked on fruit ripening in tomato. Later, I went on to do a postdoc at the USDA, a postdoctoral scientist position at the USDA, where I worked on tomato fruit softening. So when this position became open to work on citrus at the University of Florida IFAS down at Lake Alfred, Florida, at the Citrus Research and Education Center, I jumped on this opportunity because I've always wanted to work for the University of Florida, but I always wanted to stay working on fruit. And indeed, this position was a post-harvest physiology position, a discipline I was trained in. So I just jumped at the position, and it was just everything I had imagined, just wonderful.
So you've been working with citrus and Florida ag for decades, so you've seen a number of challenges like freezes and citrus canker and now HLB. So can you talk about one of the biggest challenges that you've seen over the years?
Well, of course, the biggest challenge research-wise and for the citrus industry has been citrus greening. We have had challenges in the past that we've been able to bounce back from. And I say we, I mean the citrus industry and those of us doing research on citrus and serving the citrus industry. But by far, HLB has been the biggest. We've seen other challenges like freezes, for example, like canker and other diseases, labor challenges, and so forth. But by far, Wong Bing or citrus greening has been the most devastating because right now we're still working on a cure for the disease and ways in which growers can remain productive while still trying to find that ultimate cure for the disease.
Great. So thinking back on your career, or maybe even recently, can you recall in one of your biggest accomplishments or fondest memories from your career?
One of my biggest accomplishments and one of my fondest memories has been working with mechanical harvesting in citrus and working on abscission. That's a process that we use to describe that natural way in which fruit and leaves are naturally shed from trees. We're trying to harness that to keep the citrus industry in more of an economic efficient status by keeping costs low, labor costs low, and so forth. So mechanical harvesting was really paramount. We worked with the industry to try to marry an abscission compound, which had been discovered decades ago, with the new mass harvesting machines that were being developed. And it looked like that it was going to be a truly good answer for the industry to remain economically efficient and to remain competitive internationally, to keep labor costs low. It looked like that we had really found the key to that. But when HLB or Wong Bing citrus greening hit the scene, that became the most important issue to solve. And mechanical harvesting just fell by the wayside, because if we don't have a citrus crop to harvest, then what good is a mechanical harvester? There were some other issues as well with mechanical harvesting, with a diseased tree that maybe wasn't as compatible as we would have liked. But by far, seeing the success of mechanical harvesting with the abscission agent for citrus, that's been the biggest opportunity and also one of my biggest success stories.
Perfect. Well, before we wrap up, anything else you would like to add for our grower listeners before you make your debut into retirement?
Citrus is just one piece of the puzzle for the University of Florida and the needs of our industry statewide and nationally as well. IFAS is really well positioned to answer many questions in collaboration with our growers and stakeholders. It's not only in citrus, but tomatoes and other, certainly other fruits and vegetables, our ornamental industries, our natural resources, our water. Water is becoming such an important issue statewide, and our climate challenges and so forth. I think IFAS is really well positioned to help the industry solve these issues and remain productive. So I would say that our biggest challenge and our biggest opportunity is working with IFAS to make sure that, and working with our growers, to make sure that we are lockstep with one another and that we are very much in tune to solving the issues that are going to be important for us, not only now, but in the future.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Burns, for being on this month's podcast, and congratulations on your retirement.
No problem, and good luck to you, Abby.
Now on to Lori Herner with IFAS Extension.